Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Friend, if you've been around for a minute, you've heard me share about my Calm Christian Mom coaching program, and maybe you've thought about it, and maybe you've considered it, but something is holding you back, and you're hesitating. You're not sure if it's going to work for you. You know it's a big commitment. You're not sure if you're going to stick with it, if it's actually going to help you make changes in your life. So today, I invited my client, Brittany. She is coming to share her transformational story. She comes from a family of generational anger, and she signed up to work with me to break generational anger patterns. So Brittany is a full-time working mom of four girls. She has triplets that are age 10 and an 8-year-old. Her husband works out of town on a regular basis, so she is left solo parenting multiple days a week. She is a Christian and she is involved in a local church. Her immediate family lives further away, so they're not available to always help her out as needed. If you are a Christian mom who struggles with out of control anger, you tend to react all day long. You blow up at the littlest things with your kids. Maybe your kids walk on eggshells. Maybe you would even describe yourself as loud and aggressive and very reactive and even scary a little bit at times. This podcast episode is for you because I want to show you that there is hope. With God's help, I was able to put together a 12-week step-by-step coaching program on how to break anger patterns and create peace and calm in your home. So tune in and listen to Brittany's transformational story for you to see that there is hope for you as well.
Hi, Brittany. I am so excited for you to be here. This is probably one of the interviews that I'm so excited about.
I'm excited to be here.
You are here because you were actually my first client that signed up to work with me for my Calm Christian Mom coaching program. And I wanted you to share your experience, what it was like, and how it has changed your life. So first, I wanted to ask you, why did you even sign up for this program? What drove you to say yes?
It was a lot of different things. God totally showing up, putting the right people in line, gentle but very obvious nudging. I had felt God leading me to battle the destructive anger that I've seen for multiple generations in my family. And I've seen it tear apart two families, specifically in my own life, but that has affected more than just those two families. And I didn't want to be my family. I didn't want that to be my story for my marriage or my kids or my relationship with my future grandkids. So yeah, it came down to, I had talked to my parents and my husband about starting to look for a counselor or a therapist or a one-on-one coach and asked them to just be praying for clear direction on what I was supposed to do. And like 2 days after sharing with them, I'd met a friend at a park and our kids were running around and playing. And she turned to me out of nowhere and goes, "So what generational curses are you having?" And I like stopped. Like that was not where our conversation had been going at all. And I was just like, okay, it's time to share. And like shared with them about my struggle with anger and seeing how it's affected my family and really been a generational curse in my family. And she got all excited and had just met you, told me how she had just met you like 2-3 days ago online, connected us. And that was like 2 days or a day before you did your 3-day workshop. And I took so many notes in 3 days. I'm pretty sure my husband thought I was crazy by how many pages of notes that I took, like 3 1-hour sessions. And it was so good. And just, I didn't want it to stop. I wanted to keep going. So when it came time to sign up, I knew that this was the starting point for battling my anger.
I am so glad that you shared the story of how you got here. And I am so thankful for your friend that connected us together. So share with me, how did you overcome the fear of investing? What changed your mind? Because oftentimes moms say, well, I know I need to work on this. I know this is what I need to do. This is the next right thing, but I'm just scared of investing. What if this doesn't work? Walk me through the perspective shifts and what happened that you just chose to take the leap.
After the 3-day course, I sat down with husband and he had been gone. So the course that you did was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he leaves Tuesday morning and doesn't come back till late Thursday night. So he'd been gone over the course of me doing this course, came home and I was like sharing with him notes and everything that I had learned. And he kind of just looked at me like I was a little crazy. But I started sharing with him like everything that I had learned. I shared with him my heart about the anger that I've seen. Destroying many marriages, tearing apart, pitting siblings against each other. I have no relationship with still in my family because of the destruction and because of my own choice in protecting myself and my kids. But it came down to investing in me in this course, all the anger wasn't only investing in me, it was investing in long-term, my marriage, it was ending in my relationship with my children and future generations and relations with my siblings that have had a lot of tension in them because of how I have reacted to them in the past. And I didn't want the anger to destroy all of those relationships. And I think it was during our clarity call, you asked me, if I do nothing, where will I be in 5 years? What will my marriage look like? What will my relationship with my kids look like? And in 5 years, all 3 15-year-olds and a 13-year-old. And they're going to be crazy and hormonal and emotional and all of that. If I do nothing, then I'm not a safe place for them to come to. I'm not the parent that they run to when a boy has broken their heart or when a friend is talking bad about them in the school hallways or whatever it be, because they're afraid of my reaction. So it really came down to a mindset shift of, this isn't just investing in me. This is investing in my kids and my marriage. I don't want my kids to grow up resenting me. And I want my husband and I to just be two people living in the same house, raising our kids. I want us to have a loving relationship towards each other. So I had to get over that fear or even that model, spending that amount of money on me, and really look at it as, this was long term, that this was to affect generations, not just me.
And you're so right. It's not just spending money on you. It's investing into your whole family, and everybody benefits from that. And we'll touch on that, the changes that you've seen in your whole family and not just yourself. How would you describe yourself when you entered the program? How did you feel on a daily basis as a mom, as an individual? And how would you describe who you were as a person?
I don't like this question. Overwhelmed and stressed out and just carrying the weight of everything. The mom guilt went off the charts, and taking any time for me was like non-existent. I would say I was very reactive towards my children and my husband and very negatively focused. I was very quick to lash out. I would get mad over the smallest, stupidest things. And I could see the hesitancy in my husband and my kids to come to me with problem or a concern because they were afraid of how I would react.
I know that is an uncomfortable question. I get it. And when you were working through the program, there was a lot of uncomfortable questions. I believe that, you know, we needed to work through so then we could come over through the other side. We have to go through that discomfort to understand why we're doing what we're doing, to face the reality of what's going on before we can actually start making changes, to be aware of like, this is how it's affecting me and my family. And what do we need to do differently to move forward and through that? So share with me, when did you start noticing positive changes in your home? How soon after you started working with me? And then what positive changes did you start noticing right away?
I started noticing changes almost immediately. The first 2 weeks, I could see small changes, even just within myself. I could see my kids, a change in them, like coming to me. There was still that hesitancy there, but it wasn't in the forefront of their mind. I could see small changes in the first 2 weeks. Also in the first 2 weeks, learning to get off my phone and setting some of those time limits and restrictions. It took stress away because giving me a better sleep at night because I wasn't just scrolling on my phone for hours. Early on was the first month, the first 4 weeks of it was crazy for me because that's when my husband was gone. He had two different trips and he was gone for like 4 days, but it actually ended up being like six because he would leave for work and then left forward. So in 2 weeks, we'd probably seen each other for like a couple of hours over the course of 3 days. So I'd been solo mom, solo parenting. My daughter broke her arm at school. And that was 2 days before my birthday. I'd been out of town a lot. Now I'm spending 4 hours in the emergency room trying to figure out where the other three can go at school, so that they're taken care of until my husband gets home from work. And we were in the emergency room for, I think, 4 or 5 hours by the time that was over. And then we live in a small town in Montana. So an orthopedician who needed to look at her arm to make sure she didn't need surgery was 2.5 hours away. So as I'm sitting in the ER, I'm like, okay, this is going to mean a lot of trips, like 2.5 hours there and back. That's a lot of driving for me. And that's a lot of time off work for me. Thankfully, I work at a school, at her school. So my boss was very understanding that being mom comes first, and put a lot of stress on me. And I remember that I was on the phone with my mom, like filling her in on everything that we were going to be traveling for the next couple weeks in and out of town for doctor's appointments. And my mom made the comment, your voice is so different. You just sound so calm. You don't sound stressed. You don't sound overwhelmed. Like, you just sound like this is life. It's not your daughter's fault. Like, you just sound calm. She just kept saying that over and over again. And my mom was the first person to vocally recognize a difference and tell me that she had seen a difference, and not even seen. She'd only on the phone. We don't get to see each other very often, so she doesn't see me in person all that much. But her telling me, and she's one of my best friends, that she could hear a change in my voice, that like she could hear, this is life. Your daughter broke her arm. This is what we're doing. This is how we're taking care of it. When we're traveling, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A because we don't have one in our town, or we're going to go get coffee or do something fun rather than just being negatively focused on all of the work I would be missing and all of the money that we would be spending extra on eating out or gas and stuff like that. That was my biggest win early on, was my mom voicing that she could hear a change in how I was approaching things. One of the biggest changes with my kids was just a couple weeks ago. My daughter had gotten a bowl of salsa. She's going to sit down and have chips and salsa for a snack. And this is the same one who broke her arm. And I love her to death, but she's a little bit of a klutz. And she just out of nowhere, like, turns around and drops the whole bowl of salsa on the dining room floor. And she just looks at me, and like everybody in my house, for all of my kids, froze. It was like, oh, how's mom going to react to this? Like, you could tell that's exactly what they were thinking. And I was like, well, I guess you could just get chips and eat the salsa off the floor, or we'll just clean it up and get a new bowl. Versus like my old reaction would have been anger and frustration. I would have been like raging at them over, hurry up, we have to get it cleaned up. This is a huge mess and it's all over the floor and all of this like ridiculous stuff. Like, it's salsa. It wasn't a glass bowl. Nothing broke. To acknowledge the two differences in like my kids expecting the rage fueled reaction and instead being like, well, why don't you get the chips and eat it off the floor? And she kind of just giggled and laughed at me and was like, mom, that's gross. Those were some of my biggest wins.
It was so fun to hear you share those wins with me, because every time we had a call, I would ask you to share something that was a win in the last few days. And you had to look for those wins. In the beginning, it was kind of hard to find them. But as you went on, like, you had more things that you could share with me, things that were happening and positive feedback. Even share with me the story with your brother, how he reached out to you and gave you positive feedback on the work that you've been doing.
He called me and he was just like, Britt, you know, thank you so much for doing this work and for the changes that you're making and for fixing a relationship with Kaylee, with his wife. And he said, I didn't know if there would ever be a relationship between the two of you. And that was huge, to have my brother, who I love to death, who I almost lost a couple of years ago, acknowledging it in a way that was also of to me that a relationship was being rebuilt, that a relationship was being healed. And he just said, thank you for doing the work and doing the hard thing and showing up, doing the work.
And it was just so fun to hear other people speak into your life. You're not asking them, but they are noticing it and they're vocalizing it to you because they notice such massive changes in your life. So share with me, how would you describe yourself today? From, you know, 12 weeks when we started, you said you were oftentimes reactive. One of the terms that you used with me, loud, that you would get loud and aggressive quickly. So share with me, how would you describe yourself today as a mom and as individual? What kind of person are you now? Most days. We all have our moments, right? But like most days.
I am a calmer mom. I feel like I'm quieter and quicker to listen and think through, you know, was this intentional? Was it an accident? Is this really that big of a deal? What does my kid or my husband need in this moment? Like, are they venting a frustration? Is there a problem? Does it need handled right away? I'm a mom who's learned the value of taking time, be intentional about the time that I give myself to decompress, not just scrolling on my phone on social media or Pinterest or whatever it may be, doing something for me. And it might just be coming home on my lunch break and sitting in silence for 20 minutes, because that might be the only silence I get throughout the day working at the school and being a busy mom of four. Something that I've improved on a ton is clearly communicating with my husband what I need or what I'm feeling in the moment. One of the biggest ones for me communicating with my family what I needed was, over the course of 12 weeks, everything was crazy in my life. My daughter broke her arm. She had to have eye surgery. And I was getting ready to go on a date night with my husband. And my sister was at the house watching our kids. And there was an accident right in front of our house. A teenage girl hit two of our parked vehicles in front of our house. So my date night got canceled. My husband went on to DJ event that he was going to. And I had to come home and handle tow trucks and police. Nobody was hurt. They weren't even vehicles that we drive on the daily. But I was able to, after the police had left and after the tow trucks had left and kind of calmed down, my sister was doing super fun things with my kids. She was doing face masks and gingerbread houses and all that sort of stuff. And I was like stressed out and amped up on adrenaline and fighting a headache because of the stress and the adrenaline. And I was laying on the couch and the triplets were being crazy goofballs, like hyper and excited, not just not mean, nothing like that, just hyper and loud, which is great for a headache. And I remember having this inner dialogue that was like, none of this is their fault. The accident in front of the house isn't their fault. Me missing out on a date night isn't their fault. So what can I do? How can I take care of myself and still let them have fun with their aunt? And I just said, you know what, girls? I love how happy and excited you are. And I love all the fun things that you have planned to do with your auntie. I'm going to go up into my room where it can be dark and it can be a little bit quieter. I'm not mad or upset at all with you, but this is how I can take care of myself. And they were like, oh, okay. And then I reached out to a friend, told them what had happened because they'd seen the cop cars in front of our house and stuff. And they were like, hey, why don't you come over here and play games with us and just like unwind? And I chose to do that with still taking care of myself and let me unwind in a space that was calmer and quieter than in my own home. But I think that goes back to communicating what I need, allowing myself to need those things and taking that step to give myself those things that I need, whether it's time to decompress or a drive or a bath in the evening where I just need to be left alone, whatever it may be. I'm a mom and a wife who communicates.
Yes, yes. You have come such a long way with communicating what you need and that inner self-talk and overcoming of those guilty feelings and still asking for what you need and communicating that. You've shared so many wins with me. So how has your mentality changed from 12 weeks ago to where you are now? You've shared with me already so many times where you're like, I would have thought this back then, and this is how I would have reacted. Mm-hmm. But now my new thoughts that I'm choosing are this, and this is how I'm responding. Give me a couple examples of things that your thoughts has affected the way you felt and how you handled yourself differently in that situation.
I think rather than being negatively focused, like for example, when my daughter dropped the whole bowl of salsa, in the past, I would have been like, oh, this is a huge mess. And now we don't have as much salsa. Again, not a big deal, but whatever. My train of thought would have been, this is a huge mess. I have to clean it up now. I just wanted to sit and relax. And now there's just one more thing on my list of to-dos. And I would have just been loud and I would have been angry. To where now, like I shared, I looked at my daughter and I was like, that's a bummer. Do you want to get chips and eat off the ground? Like turn it into a playful moment. Like she already feels bad enough as it is for dropping the bowl of salsa on the ground. Like nobody feels good about that. She probably felt even more so worse because she only had one arm at the time. The other arm was in a cast. And I think it was after her eye surgery this happened. So she was experiencing a little bit of double vision as well. So like she already felt, life's already been super hard for her the last couple months. She was already having a hard time with things. And me being able to like, okay, how can I make this moment fun? It's not a big deal. Nothing broke. And even if the bowl had broken, again, not a big deal. She didn't get hurt. Being able to look at things from a different perspective, a calmer or more gentle perspective, approaching it as one of the things you taught me that I love is this is really hard and I don't like this. This moment, this day, this hour, whatever it may be, this is really hard and I don't like it. What can I do to make it better? I didn't have to make it harder on my daughter. I didn't have to be angry, but being able to say, I really don't like this right now. How can I get through it? Or what can I change about it? How can I change my perspective on this?
Those are great wins. It's like those little mundane things that happen in everyday circumstances that in the past would push you over the edge. But now because you have time every day that you have created for yourself to decompress, to recharge, to ask for help without feeling guilty, clearly communicate your needs, whatever it might be, not be overscheduled, learning the mindset shifts and empowering thoughts, like all of that, the combination of all of that got you to a point where when this moment does happen, it's not the thing that pushes you over the edge. You have so much more capacity with all the tools that you have learned. So now that you feel like you've made massive changes in the way that you handle yourself and in even like how you communicate and the connection with your kiddos, how do you see yourself 5 years from now? What legacy do you want to leave for your kids for them to remember you as?
I see stronger relationships with family members, with friends. I see people trusting me and trusting my initial reactions rather than me being loud and reacting. I see people seeing that I am calmer and not as reactive to them. I want to leave a legacy that shows my kids, nieces and nephews, and others the value in making intentional changes, that you don't have to stop learning when you're graduated high school or out of college. I want to leave a legacy that shows my kids that I wasn't afraid to do the hard thing. And I wasn't afraid to show up and put in the work and be intentional. And that forgiving your past self, growing into someone new and someone better, is so worth it.
That inner work, the uncomfortable work, it's good work. It really does matter. And it does impact not just you, but your whole family. Your relationship with your husband has changed. Mm-hmm. And the way you communicate and just the way things are in the relationship with your kids and your other family members. And that's such a great win. And it will continue to improve because now you are aware of what is going on. You know how to reflect and you know what you need to do and the changes you need to make moving forward. So do you mm-hmm. think you would have completed or implemented all the things that you have learned if this was a passive 12-week course? If you bought just the course and you just had the content, do you think you would have stuck with it for the 12 weeks and implemented and saw the changes?
Absolutely not. I think I would have started it with the best of intentions and like had every intention to sit down and watch the videos for the week and answer the questions and do all of it. But I wouldn't have stuck with it. I wouldn't have watched the weekly videos. I wouldn't have answered the questions that went along with those videos without the daily check-ins that we did on Voxer and the weekly calls. I would not have set timers on my phone and restricted myself from Facebook and Instagram and all of that if I didn't have you checking up on me and helping me with that. I don't know how somebody could go through 12 weeks and do all of the videos and all of the homework and implement it without the support. I went through the 12 weeks. I experienced the 12 weeks. I can look back and see all of the growth, but there's no way that I could have done it without the daily and weekly check-ins and calls.
And I relate with that so much because I've bought passive courses and there are still some of them unopened and incompleted. Mm-hmm. I would do a couple of weeks and then life happens versus the ones where it was a pricey investment and mm-hmm. had to check in every week. We had group coaching calls where I had to check in with my coach through Voxer several times a week and submit my assignments. And that's one of the things that I had you do. I had to take pictures mm-hmm. of your completed assignments and send them over to me to show that you are doing it, that you are watching the lessons, you're doing the homework. And that is when I would see changes because that's when I was invested and I actually was doing the work. There's a difference between learning information and just taking it in and applying it into our life. That's when we see the transformation, when we take action on it and we start implementing in our life. So what would you say to the mom who's on the fence? She's hearing this maybe interview and she's thinking like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need. And then she's talking herself out of it. It's not that bad. It's just going to get better over time. My kids will grow up. It's going to get a little bit better. Or maybe she's thinking, it's hopeless. I will never change. I've always been an angry mom. I've always screamed and yelled and reacted in anger. What would you say to that mom?
I would say that I've been there. I thought it was hopeless. I thought that I would never change, that I would always be angry and reactive, that I would always be this person that just focused on the negative and raged at my husband and my kids over stupid stuff. But I would say it's not hopeless. As a woman who felt that way for 32 years. And I would ask them the same question that you asked me. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do your relationships look like? What does your marriage look like? What does your relationship with your kids look like? What is your relationship with your closest family members if you do nothing? If you do nothing and nothing changes and you continue to be angry and rage, do your kids come to you in confidence when something bad happens? Does your husband share with you his deepest dreams? Because mine stopped. My husband stopped sharing with me his fun, unrealistic dreams because I would shoot him down and be like, well, that's just unrealistic. That's never happened. Rather than being like, yeah, wouldn't it be so cool to have a pool inside our home today? Like, sure, it's unrealistic, but that's what a dream is for. Like, dream and reach for it. If you do nothing, nothing will ever change. Look at where that's gotten you so far. That's what I would say. You have to do something and do the work. I encourage you to take the chance, to make the change, to invest in yourself, even though it's scary and terrifying and makes you feel guilty for investing in yourself. But if you do nothing in 5 years, what do your relationships look like? Because I didn't start battling anger. It would be my youngest daughter, who is the next generation, that would have to battle this. And she has a lot of the same tendencies I do, as my aunt has and as my grandmother has, and I've seen it generationally. She's the next one that has to battle it, and I don't want her to battle it. So do something now to make the change for the future generations.
That is so well said. What about to the mom that says, oh, it's such a big commitment, it's 12 weeks, I'm not sure if I'll stick with it, and I just can't seem to spend that much money on myself. It's a lot. It's an investment. What would you say to her?
It is a huge investment. Absolutely. I'm not denying that at all. But it's an investment into your future and the future of your family. Like I said, if I didn't start battling this now, it would be on my daughter. Look at this investment as into your children's lives and into your grandchildren's lives, or any little kids that you have an influence on, your kids' friends. How is investing and in bettering your family not worth it? The risk is losing them forever, losing those relationships, losing that closeness, that intimacy with your friends and your family. I say it's more than worth it. It's scary for sure. It is a lot to spend on yourself, but you have to let go of that guilt and look at it as making changes for yourself for long term and for generations to come.
You are so spot on. It's not just for the mom. It seems like, oh, it's just on me, but the impact that you have in your family, and one of the assignments I did have you do, like, it's maternal impact in the home and just the energy in the home that's affected by your mood and the way you respond or react and the things that you say. So much is impacted by you. You're like the thermostat in the home, right? Sometimes the kids are in a good mood. And if you're in a bad mood, you know how they have jokes like, oh, mom, if mom is in a bad mood, everybody is in a bad mood. But yep. You get to change that. It's not a weakness. It's actually a strength. And if you see it from the perspective, like, I get to set the tone in our home, that's such a powerful influence. And like, you get to be that godly example to your kids and how to handle challenging circumstances and just model that to them. Like, you get to do that. It's such a great opportunity. So I know 12 weeks seems like a big commitment for some moms. They're like, I don't know if I'll stick with it. 12 weeks, it's a lot. It is. But if you think about it in the scheme of your life, 3 months, it's not that much. And I'd say our 3 month journey together flew by pretty quickly. At least to me, it felt like,
yes, 3 months already. So worked. Fast. So fast.
And so, like, if you think about it, 12 weeks, it's not that much in the scheme of things. And the transformation and the changes that you were able to make in 12 weeks and how that's going to impact, you know, moving forward is absolutely massive. So, one last thing I wanted to ask you. So, speak to that mama who struggles with rage and explosive anger. What do you want her to walk away with today? What do you want her to remember from this conversation?
This course isn't the end all. Anger isn't something I don't think that you can be 100% cured from. I think this is something I will struggle with forever, but it's my battle to fight. This course is a huge step in the right direction in becoming a calmer, responsive, not reactive mama. This course has given me tools that I've implemented into my daily life that I slowly built on throughout the 12 weeks. It wasn't like everything was dumped on me week one. There were steps every single week to build upon. Today, I'm a calmer mom because I took the leap and I did the hard thing. Invest in your future and invest in theirs. Give your kiddos a mama who values herself and sees that she's worth it. She's worth investing in. Give your family a mama who says things bettering themselves rather than staying stuck in the anger.
So beautiful. And what a gift. What a gift to your children that you have gifted them. A mama who's more emotionally stable, who's calm, who is a safe place for them, who is empathetic and understanding, who's kind and loving, and who they can come to when they're having a hard time. What a beautiful gift that you have gifted your kids because of the work that you did, the uncomfortable work that you had to do and answer the hard, challenging questions and show up for yourself weekly. I've told you this many times and I'm going to say it again. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you for doing this work. This was hard and it was good and it was a lot and it will change your life moving forward as well. So thank you so much for being here and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. And thank you so much for this course. It really has changed my life and changed my family.
I am so thankful that God has gifted me this opportunity to do that.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation that I had with Brittany. Your kids will not remember everything you said and did, but they will remember how you made them feel. And they will not remember all the details of their childhood, but they will remember how their childhood felt. So if you think about your children right now and the energy and the atmosphere that is in the home and how your kids feel around you, what is that like? Is that the way you want things to be? Or do you want things to be different? Do you want things to feel lighthearted? Do you want things to feel calm, peaceful? Do you want to be a safe person for your kids? That mama that they can come to when they are having a hard time because they feel safe around you and they're not afraid that you're going to explode in anger at any minute? Do you want to be the stable mom for your kiddos? Then I want to share with you about my 12-week coaching container. My program is a step-by-step process that leads you from feeling reactive, overwhelmed, stressed out, frustrated, and angry to becoming a calm, patient, stable, joyful, peaceful mama that creates peace in her home. You have the responsibility to raise your children. That was a gift that was given to you by God. And it is your job to take it seriously. And sometimes we're struggling in some area or another in our lives. And sometimes we need to ask for help. If you read the books, if you've listened to the podcasts, if you've bought passive courses and you haven't seen any changes, if you haven't implemented those things in your life, then this 12-week coaching program is for you, my friend. If this is something that you've been struggling with, explosive anger, screaming, yelling, saying, "You made me yell," telling your kids to stop screaming while you're screaming at them, maybe even throwing things at your kids, squeezing their arm too hard, twisting their ear out of frustration and anger, and feeling completely out of control, and you're ready to do something about it? If you want to be done being an angry mom, if you want to be done with out of control anger, and you want to break generational anger patterns, then I don't want you to take this into 2024. I want you to book a call with me so we can chat about how you can make these changes in your life. My friend, you are a priority. You are. If this has been tugging at you and you've been thinking about it and you're done feeling ragey all the time and you want to have more peace and calm in your home and feel emotional stability, I want you to know that your family deserves better and your kids deserve better and you deserve better. This is your sign. Book a call with me. The link is in the show notes. It's a 45-minute call that is completely free, and I will listen to your struggle. And if my coaching feels aligned to you, we can talk about how I can support you moving forward to make these transformational changes in your life. Friend, God has more for you than feeling reactive, feeling stressed out, feeling overwhelmed, and feeling angry all the time. You deserve better. Your family deserves better. My friend, you are a priority. You matter. You are important too. You are the daughter of the King, and you deserve to feel like a good mom. And if this is calling your name, don't hesitate. Let's get on the call, and we will talk about the things that you've been struggling with, and I want to hear about it, and we can talk about how I can support you moving forward with my coaching container, and if this is the right fit for you. My friend, I want you to know that there is hope for you. You don't have to stay stuck where you are right now. This is exactly where the enemy wants you to be. He wants you to feel stuck and feel hopeless, that you are doomed to be an angry mom. And I promise you that there is hope for you, that this is not your end of your journey, and you are so capable with God's help to come to the other side. Your kids deserve a mama who is calm and peaceful and present and stable. If you are afraid of investing, I want to remind you that my program is 100% money back guarantee. If you show up and do the work, you show up to weekly calls, you submit the homework assignments, you do what I ask you to do, you check in with me several times a week, and you don't see any changes in your life, and you're not making any improvements towards your goals, and you still feel stuck, then I will give you all the money back because I want you to see the transformation in your life. Also, I am so confident that you will see such massive transformation in your life, and you get to change your family's legacy. You get to fight these battles so your kids don't have to. You get to set the tone in your home with peace and calm and lightheartedness. You get to do that. One more thing, if you feel like this is exactly for you and the only thing that is holding you back is money and finances, then I made an episode specifically for you. Episode 171, how to come up with money for coaching support and tips for talking to your husband about investing into your emotional well-being. I have a financing program. My friend, I want to make this as accessible for you as possible. So reach out to me, let's chat, and I will link that episode in the show notes. If you are not ready to invest, that's okay. I get it. I totally get it. You are in the right place. I am still so happy that you are here and you are getting value out of my podcast. I have a free training for you that I put together about how to break free from mom rage shame. So if you react in anger and frustration and you scream and yell at your kids and you say hurtful things and you feel like you are the worst mom in the world, that you're not meant to be a mom, that your kids will hate you when they grow up, that you will never have a relationship with them, all that negative self-talk that is making you feel like you are a terrible mom, I have a training that I put together specifically for you. If you scroll down in the show notes, it is step one in the next step section where you can sign up for that free training. You just click on the link, you put in your email, and it's going to send the email right to your inbox with the training. And until next time, my friend, may God bless you. Hi friend, did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.